This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We're now into the second full week of archery deer hunting. The youth firearm deer hunt just wrapped up on Sunday, and trout season opens this coming weekend. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and welcome to this week's edition of the WSMI Outdoors Program. Well, Illinois trout anglers will soon have their opportunity to pursue their favorite species during the annual fall catchable trout season. This is slated to open at 5 a.m. on October 15th, this Saturday. IDNR officials anticipate that the 2011 Illinois fall fishing season will feature rainbow trout fishing at dozens of ponds and lakes throughout the state. Now, last year, thousands of rainbow trout were stocked at the various locations just prior to the opening of the fall season, and anglers are reminded that no trout may be taken from any of these stocked lakes from October 1st until the season officially opens at 5 a.m. on October 15th. Now, anglers should check the opening time of their favorite fishing location if they plan to go fishing on opening day. While regulations allow trout season to open at 5 a.m., not all locations will open that early. And to legally take trout beginning October 15th, anglers must have a valid Illinois fishing license and an inland trout stamp. Only those under the age of 16, blind or disabled, or Illinois residents on leave from active duty in the armed forces are exempt from the licensing regulations. The daily catch limit for each angler is 5 trout, and the inland trout stamps sell for $6.50 and are available at all the DNR point of sale locations. That's all licensed vendors throughout the state. And fishing licenses and trout stamps can be purchased by using a credit card at the DNR direct online sales site, which is on the Illinois Department of Natural Resources regular website, which is www.dnr.illinois.gov. Or you can also call toll free at 888-6-PERMIT. That's 888-6-PERMIT. Now, there are a number of local locations participating in this program. In Bond County, it's the Greenville Old City Lake, the Patriots Park Lake, that is. And in Macoupin County, it's Beaver Dam State Lake at Beaver Dam State Park. In Madison County, the Highland Old City Lake will be stocked with trout. In St. Clair County, Frank Holton State Recreation Area, Jones Park Lake, and Willow Lake at Peabody River King Fish and Wildlife Area are open. In Sangamon County, the Department of Transportation's Lake and the Washington Park Pond. And in Shelby County, the Forest Park Lagoon in Shelbyville is also stocked with trout. So there's plenty of locations to go and enjoy it. And as we mentioned earlier, the archery deer hunt is off and off to a good success rate right now. Things are going very well. The bumper crop of whacktails predicted by Illinois wildlife experts appear to be a reality based upon the early archery returns released by the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. The top 5 counties for archery harvest thus far were Pike. This was the first 2 days of the season, that is, the first weekend, was Pike with 153, Fulton with 147, Vermilion with 146, Jefferson with 128, and Peoria County with 125. Some of our results for the local counties for the first 2 days of the season show Calhoun County archers bagging 51 deer, which was up by 45 from 45 last year. Greene County hunters harvested 54, which was 31 more than last year. Archery's hunters in Macoupin County recorded 73 whitetails during the first 2 days, which was 38 more. Morgan County hunters tagged 49 deer, up from 32 last year. And the archery harvest in Jersey County for the first weekend was 43 compared to 26 a year ago. Now, as more crops are removed from the fields, even better success reports are expected. And with the rut soon to be underway, the hunting will only improve with more bucks in the harvest. So lots of things happening here and lots of things happening. We don't have any results yet from the youth firearm hunt. Hopefully we'll have those next week and we'll be able to bring those to you too. Okay, we're going to take a brief break and then come back and look at fishing at each of Illinois' 3 large core lakes right after these messages.
Illinois Deer Processing in Carlinville, Illinois is Downstate's deer processing specialist. They offer a menu of over 20 premium products to choose from when having your deer processed. Illinois Deer Processing is open 7 days a week all season long to take in your deer, and they pride themselves in quickly processing your products, having product ready for pickup as quickly as possible. 854-2455. 855 Illinois Deer Processing, Carlinville.
Okay, we're back. And when it comes to fall crappie fishing and white bass fishing, the action has been excellent. In fact, at Wren Lake right now, crappie bite is very good. The fish are being caught in stake beds and brush piles in 2 to 16 feet of water. The fish are also being caught under the Sailboat Harbor Bridge and the Gun Creek Bridge along Route 154. They're hitting on minnows and jigs equally well, and the fish are beginning to transition into their fall pattern. It will still be a few weeks before the real fall bite starts, but this cool weather has already got some fish moving shallow and the big fish are starting to turn on. The catfish bite remains good as well. It's still the Waltonville Dam, the Bonnie Dam, and the Ina Boat Ramp as the hot spots for shoreline fishermen, but anglers are drifting in boats and catching good numbers of fish. Cut shad seems to be the favorite bait. However, various live baits like night crawlers, liver, and shrimp are working well as some of the commercial baits. And the bass are in a fall pattern with spinner baits being a huge player in the shallows. Numbers of bass are being taken at the mouths of the bays and have a good ditch or creek entering the back of them. Lipless crankbaits and soft plastics are working. The bass are scattered but shallow, less than 4 foot deep, and a lot of times if your trolling motor is not turning up mud, you're not around fish. And the bluegill, they're being caught in the backs of the necks with the along the shallow water, along the rocks, red wigglers, crickets, and waxworms all producing good fishing action. In the lake at Carlisle, catfish are rated very good. Lots of these fish being caught on night crawlers, cheese baits, and leeches with pull and line anglers. Trout liners are finding their best success with leeches and cut bait, and some anglers are drifting with shrimp. The crappie bite remains good, getting better every day. The cooler weather is bringing the crappie into the rocks, and many of these crappie are being caught by the white bass anglers fishing these rocks. And like we said, the white bass action rated very good. We're hearing a lot of reports of shore fishermen starting to catch the white bass along the rocks, these windswept areas with inline spinners and jigs. White bass are still out in the lake, however, early in the morning and late in the evening, and the bite seems best with crankbaits or slab spoons. In the tailwater, white bass have slowed down some. They're still catching a few, seeing some hybrids too on occasion with spinners, tube jigs, minnows, and curly tails producing most of these fish. The catfish and flathead are turning on in the river now. Cut shad, night crawlers are baits of choice. Anglers also having success with a variety of commercial baits. And the crappie bite rated only fair, only because they're not catching a lot of fish. They're catching a lot of fish, but not many of them have any size to them. And the sauger bite, it's rated fair with curly tails tipped with a minnow or night crawler bounced off the bottom by boat anglers drifting downstream from the dam. And at Lake Shelbyville, with the cooler weather, crappie fishing has really improved, and so has the white bass fishing. There's even been some walleye showing up at the cleaning stations, and limits of crappie have been fairly common. White bass fishing is also red hot. The water temperatures have now dropped into the upper 60s, and that has turned the bite on. The fish are hitting the feed bag. Most of the crappie are packed full of shad and very healthy. There's been quite a few fish in that 13 to 14 inch class caught this past week over shallow cover, and anglers are catching a ton of smaller fish every day. Try starting the day out fishing shallow about 4 feet, and once the sun gets high, move out to deeper water 12 to 15 feet. Big minnows seem to be working best for the big fish, but jigs are also producing some nice fish every day as well, and that will improve as the weather gets cooler. The white bass are falling for tail spinner lures like Little George's, worked up and down the ledges. You can quickly fill the boat with a nice mess of fish if you can find the right ledge. You can also run the flats on the north end and throw inline spinners. These fish are so shallow that when you set the hook, they'll come clear out of the water. And the catfish bite, it's also going strong at Lake Shelbyville. All types of live and commercial baits working well, and the bass bite too, it's turning into a fall bite now. Anglers are catching these fish considerably shallower than they were. Crankbaits, spinner baits, plastic worms, all working very well on these bass in the morning and evening hours. Back off a little bit during the day and you'll still find good bass action. So there's plenty of good fishing to be had. Deer seasons are opening. Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene this week. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.